BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling Strong and Sweet.
When Samson was a young man, he saw a particular Philistine woman. He went to his parents and said, "Arrange a marriage between me and that woman." They were shocked. "The Philistines are pagans. You need to find a woman from the people of Israel." Still, arrangements were made for Samson to marry the Philistine woman. Along the way to finalize the wedding plans, a young lion suddenly attacked Samson. The Spirit of God filled him, and he grabbed the lion and killed it. Later, when going to the wedding, Samson was amazed to see that honeybees had made their hive within the dead lion. He reached in, grabbed some honey, and ate it. 30 young Philistine men came to the wedding party. Samson said, "I have a riddle. If you can figure it out, I'll give you 30 changes of clothes. But if you can't figure it out, you must give me 30 changes of clothes." They agreed. He said, "From the eater came something to eat. From the strong came something sweet." The young men worked on the riddle but couldn't figure it out. Finally, they threatened Samson's wife, so she begged him for the meaning of the riddle until he told her. She ran and told the men. They said to Samson, "What is sweeter than honey, and what is stronger than a lion?" He immediately knew what they had done. He went to a Philistine town nearby, and God gave him the power to kill 30 men. He took their clothes and gave them to the wedding guest. But he was so angry that he went back to his father's house without his wife. Later, he went back to visit her. His father-in-law said, I thought you hated my daughter, so I gave her to another man. But don't worry, I have a younger daughter. You can have her." Samson became angry. He caught 30 foxes, put them in pairs, and tied a torch on the tails of each pair. He then lit the torches and set the foxes loose in different Philistine fields. The foxes ran, burning everything they came across. This not only destroyed standing grain, but also piles of grain that had already been harvested. The Philistines found out that it was Samson who did this. They invaded Israel with an army. The Israelites said, "Why are you attacking us?" "You're protecting Samson. He must be punished for what he's done." The Israelites went to where Samson was hiding, and he agreed to go with them. But he said, "I'll let you take me to them, but you must swear that you won't kill me." They agreed, tied ropes around his hands, and led him away. Once the Philistines had him, they shouted for joy. Instantly, the Spirit of the Lord filled him, and he tore the ropes off his hands. He grabbed the jawbone of a donkey and ran into the Philistine crowd, killing 1,000 of them. After this victory, he threw away the jawbone. He looked up and shouted, "Lord, you gave me victory. Now are you going to let me die of thirst?" Suddenly a rock cracked open and water gushed out. Samson drank until he was refreshed.
Come back next time to hear the third part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.